昨晚上我们再次聚集在你面前。
Once again, we gather in thy presence tonight.
我们重新仰望你。
Together we look to you.
因为你给我们很清楚地看见，你乐意向人说话。
Because you clearly show us that you're willing to speak to man.
我们也就在这里等候你向我们说话。
And so we await here for your presence to speak to us.
求我们的主把你心里的话没有保留地向我们揭开。
And Lord, we pray that you will speak to us fully the words that are in your heart.
赏赐我们有属灵的悟性来明白你所说的。
That you would grant us spiritual understanding to understand what you say.
所以我们求你把赐人智慧和启示的灵更多的赏赐给我们。
And so we do ask that you would grant us even more of the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们在接受你的话语的时候，不是凭着我们自己的头脑。
And so that when we receive your words, it is not according to our own thoughts.
也不凭着我们的心思。
And not according to our own mind.
更不凭着我们的倾向。
And not according to our own inclination.
我们只求你亲自用着你自己的话，解开你宝贝的心意。
We pray that you would use your own personal words to reveal your heart to us.
主，你给我们知道你是如何的纪念你所买赎的众人。
Lord, you show us how you remember those whom you have purchased.
你也乐意把你的自己向我们启示。
And you're so willing to reveal yourself to us.
我要叫我们在各样的环境的当中，我们依然是侍立在你的面前。
So that in all circumstances, we can still stand before you.
不叫任何眼见的事物来挡住，叫我们看不见你自己。
So that nothing would hinder us from seeing you.
主啊，我们向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we bow and worship you.
因为你是今在、实在、以后永在的神。
Because you are the God who is, who was, and who is to come.
哦，你已经从死里复活。
And you have risen from the dead.
你已经显明你是在荣耀中。
And you have manifested yourself in glory.
因此我们能越过一切的眼见，能接触你所安排的一切。
Therefore, we're able to surpass all the things the eyes can see to encounter all that you have arranged.
赞美我们的主。
We praise thee, Lord.
因为你超过万有。
Because you're over all.
你掌握了死亡和阴间的钥匙。
And that you, in your hand, you hold the keys to death.
你完全的向仇敌夸胜。
And you have complete victory over the enemy.
叫我们这些在你里面的人也能因着你的得胜而无限的夸胜。
And for us who are in you, we can also by your victory can have that unlimited victory as well.
感谢我们的主。
We praise and thank thee, Lord.
但愿我们的主，你叫我们从你的话里头更多的看见光。
Lord, may you show us even more light from your word.
好叫我们在奔跑这个属天的路的时候，没有任何的事物可以打岔我们对你的跟随。
So as we go on this heavenly way, we have nothing to interrupt us from following you.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
求你今天晚上继续向我们说出你心里的话。
Tonight we just look that you will continue to speak to us from your heart.
越过为你说话的人所能说的，你直接说到我们里面去。
That you will surpass those whom speak for you to speak directly into our hearts.
我们等候仰望你。
We wait and look to you.
因为你是阿拉法，你是俄美亚。
Because you're the Alpha and the Omega.
你是始，你是终。
You're the beginning and you're the end.
一切都是在你的掌管的底下。
And everything is under your sovereign rule.
我们就是这样的仰望，等候在你面前。
This is how we await before you.
我们明明的看见，我们不是没有帮助的。
Very clearly, we're able to see where our help is.
我们实在是大有指望的，在你的管理的底下。
Indeed, we have much hope because we're under your rule.
但愿主叫我们一直活在指望中，来等候你在荣耀里显现。
Lord, may you help us to live under hope as we await for you to manifest in glory.
感谢你。
We thank thee.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 我们继续从启示录第一章里面再往前来看到主自己的启示。
We'll continue to look from Revelation chapter 1 to see what the Lord has revealed to us.
我们看过我们的主怎样的纪念他所买赎的众人。
We have seen how our Lord has remembered those whom He has purchased.
他把他所经历过的事情重新摆在神儿女们的眼前。
And He places before the children of God once again His own experience.
叫跟随主的人在极其困难的环境的里面仍然是在一个荣耀的指望中来奔跑。
So those who follow the Lord, even though in dire situation, they can still, in hope, continue to follow Him forward.
因为他是在荣耀中要再来的。
Because He is to appear again in glory.
当他来的时候
And then when He returns,
全地都因着他的显现而懊悔。
The whole earth, because of His appearing, will repent.
也可以说全地的人在那一个时候就发觉他们错。
You can also say that the whole earth at that time would discover they are wrong.
那当然在极大的难处的中间要从这些话里头去得安慰也不是一件很简单的事。
And of course it is also not a simple thing to get comfort from these words in this difficult situation they were in.
因为人啊都是习惯活在眼见的里头。
Because for man, they're always in a habit of living by sight.
什么时候一落到眼见的里面，什么时候人里面就黑暗了。
Whenever they're in this situation of living by sight, they will be dark.
那虽然主说了好些话。
And so even though our Lord has spoken much words.
但主说的话没有成为事实以前，人所接触的就是眼见的事。
But what our Lord, the spoken words, becomes reality, what man is faced with is what is in sight.
把主所说过的话跟眼见的事情来做一个比较。
And so when they compare the spoken word of the Lord and the situation by sight,
人的感觉总是认定眼见的事物是实在一点。
Man's feeling would be that they acknowledge that what they see by sight is more real.
主说的话好像是没有那样确定。
So then the spoken word of God doesn't seem as sure.
我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
他也知道我们实在的难处。
He also realizes our real situation.
所以当约翰在那里把一些问安的话说了以后。
And so here, after John has finished with his greeting,
在这些问安的话的里边，是把人带进神的旨意里头去的。
Yes, in these greeting, it does bring man into the will of God.
但是要叫神的旨意能很实际的在人的心里面扎根。
But in order for the will of God to practically be rooted in the heart of man,
那就需要主继续做一些启示的工作。
Then the Lord needs to continue to do some more work of revelation.
特别是启示他的自己。
Especially it is to reveal himself.
我们从第三节开始第四节开始到第七节，我们看到这些都是在约翰的交通里面引出主已经做成和快要做的事。
And so from verse 4 to verse 7, we can see from John's sharing that what the Lord has done and what He has already done will shortly come about.
所以第七节到末了，约翰就说，这些话是真的。阿们。
And so, that's why, at the end of verse 7 till the end, John says, these words are true, even so, amen.
但是在人的眼见的里面，你说这些是真的，好像不太容易把它接过来。
But then, when you say this for men that these are true, it is not easy for them to receive this.
那因此我们的主又说话了。
Therefore, our Lord speaks.
那约翰就把主当时所说的话交通出来。
And so here, John records the spoken word of our Lord at that time.
第八节。
Verse 8.
主神说，我是 是阿拉法，我是俄维亚。
Said the Lord, I am Alpha and Omega.
我弟兄们，你留意这个。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to this.
主在那里非常明确的来说出他的自己。
Our Lord here clearly tells us who he is.
或者说是启示他的自己。
Or he reveals himself.
那他是谁呢？
Who is he?
如果我们看到主是谁，
If we see who our Lord is,
对于主所说的我们就有把握了。
Then to what he says we have assurance,
我们就不怀疑了。
We will not doubt.
如果我们不知道没有看见主是谁，
But if we do not know and we do not see who our Lord is,
那我们就觉得主所说的也许是一些叫人得安慰的话，却不是实际的事。
Then we might feel, yes, the Lord is speaking words of comfort, yet it is not practical.
但是感谢主，
But thank the Lord.
他知道人里面的光景。
He knows the condition of man from within.
是当人的疑惑还没有显出来的时候，我们的主就先说了话。
And so before the doubt of man is even manifested, our Lord first speaks.
说出这些话。
He says these words.
乃是让人明白上面主所应许的一切，或者主所说过的一切。他成为事实的根据在哪里？
And so, when he says these words and the words he has spoken previously, he shows man where the foundation of these words are.
而神的见证一定能做成的那个根据在哪里？
Where is the foundation for his testimony to be complete?
所以主神说，我是阿拉法，我是俄梅
伽。So the Lord said, I am Alpha and Omega.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你留意主在这里说到他自己的时候，
If you pay attention here when our Lord speaks of himself,
有两方面我们要留意的。
There are two sides we need to pay attention to.
第一，
First,
我们的主不是说我将来是阿拉法，
Our Lord did not say I will be the Alpha and the Omega.
而且也没有说我曾经是阿拉法。
He did not also say I was the Alpha and the Omega.
没有。
No.
我们的主是很明确的在那里说
Our Lord clearly says there
我是
I am
我现在是
I am now
我现在是阿拉法
I am Alpha
我现在是俄梅伽
I am Omega
那这个我是
And this I am
和我们上次特别强调的指出那今在是在以后永在的这一个事实是很有关联的。
This I am is closely related to the fact when we point forth before when he says to referring to himself as who is, who was, and who is to come.
这个今在是在以后永在不单是在启示录第一章里边接连说了两遍。
This wording of who is, who was, and who is to come did not only repeat it twice here in Revelation.
并且现在说到我是阿拉法，我是俄梅伽的时候
，But also when it mentions our Lord saying Himself as I am Alpha and Omega，
在底上又说的我是首先的，我是幕后的，又是那活着的
，And also when it says I am the beginning and the end， I'm the one who is living。
那就是你留意到，一直我们的主，他是用现在是。来说出他自己。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to all those wording. He speaks as himself in the present, I am.
弟兄姊妹，千万不要以为这个是小事。
Brothers and sisters, do not belittle this.
这是非常都非常重要的。
This is extremely, extremely great.
我能说。
I can say.
我是10来岁的年轻人。
I am a teenager.
弟兄姊妹，你就说你胡扯。
Brothers and sisters, you say I'm being foolish.
我曾经是。
I was.
这没有问题。
Then there's no problem.
但是我说我现在是。
But if I tell you I am now,
那就不是事实。
Then that's not the fact.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到这个时间来说出来的那个事实，来指明那一个人的实在的光景。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention at a particular time when that person speaks of his own condition. At a particular time, that is very important.
主在那里说我是。
At that time, our Lord is saying, I am. I am Alpha.
我是 Omega.
I am Omega.
不仅是我说话的时候是。
Not only I am when I'm speaking.
从前我也是。
At the previously I was.
将来我也是。
In the future, I am.
不管是在什么时候。
No matter when.
我就是是。
I am, I am.
就是因为这一个神是现在的神，我 巴不得弟兄姊妹们能非常非常严肃的去领会它。
Brothers and sisters, the fact that God is God of the present, I hope that brothers and sisters can seriously grab hold of this.
因为这个是超越时间的一个表达。
Because this is something that expresses that he is over time, he surpasses time.
主说他是阿拉法。
Our Lord says, I am Alpha.
是他说的时候是呢?
Is it just he is when he is speaking?
那他说这个话以前是不是呢?
Is he Alpha before he spoke these words?
仍然是
he still is
因为他永远是现在的
because he is eternally in the present
因为他永远是现在
because he is always in the present
时间就不能限制他
that time cannot confine
him 时间就不能在那里减少他
time cannot take anything away from him
他说是什么他就永远是什么
whatever he says he is he forever is
过去的永远是什么
eternity past
以后的永远
eternity future he is still in that present
那当然现在更是了
of course in the present even more so that is manifested we thank the Lord
那就是头一点我们在这里要看到主怎么启示他自己
that is the first point here we have to see how our Lord manifests himself as
他说我是阿拉法
he says I am Alpha
那阿拉法就是他是起头
and so Alpha means he is the beginning
一切的起头是他
Everything at the beginning is him.
没有他就没有其他的事物。
Without him, there is nothing else.
因为他是一切事物的起头。
Because he is the beginning of all.
包括整个的宇宙，他是起头。
He it includes the whole universe. He is the beginning.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
你看那个中文的小字，他就说了。
And so in the Chinese footnote, it says.
阿拉法跟罗美亚乃是那个字母的一开头的那一个跟末了的那一个
so it explains to us Alpha and Omega is in Greek the first and the last alphabet
那也就是说开始和结束
and so that also tells us then it's the beginning and the end
我们的主在这里启示他自己
our Lord reveals himself
他是开始
he is the beginning
他是结束
he is the end
他是原因
He is the reason.
他也是结果。
He is also the result.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
我们的主在这里显明他是这样的一位主。
Our Lord here manifests himself as such a Lord.
那这样我们就领会得到了。
In this way, then we can understand.
上面约翰的交通的里边
，previously when John shared，
就说到我们的主流过血。
Tells us that our Lord has shed his blood.
他曾死过
And he once died.
但他又复活了
But he was risen.
他做了世上君王的元首
And he has become the prince of the kings of the earth.
他救我们脱离了罪恶
And he has saved us from sin.
又叫我们成为他的国度
And he has made us to be his kingdom.
作为父神的祭司
And priest unto God.
荣耀全能都归给他直到永远
And to him be glory and dominion forever and ever.
弟兄姊妹如果我们的主他不是阿拉法他不是俄维亚
Brothers and sisters of our Lord is not the Alpha and the Omega
那这些都是空话
Then all those words are empty
因为当他在地上死的时候
Because when he died on earth
他就结束了
Then he ended
他就没有了
Then he is finished
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord
他是阿拉法
Because he is the Alpha
他是俄维亚
He is the Omega
时间不能限制他
That time cannot confine him
没有任何属地的事物可以限制他
That nothing earthly can confine him
他是超越时间
That he surpasses over time
所以死亡可以在他身上显出一点的现象
And so though death can manifest this phenomenon upon him
但是却不能叫他永远停留在死亡的里面
Yet it cannot confine himhim forever in death.
因为他是阿拉法
Because he is the Alpha.
他不但是阿拉法
Not only is he the Alpha.
他还是罗美伽
He is also the Omega.
如果他只是阿拉法
If he is only the Alpha.
那这个问题也是很悲惨
And that would also be very pitiful. He is only the beginning, no end.
没有结果那是最痛苦的事
And without end is something very pitiful. But we thank the Lord.
他在那里启示他自己
But here when he reveals himself.
他是起头
He says he is the beginning
他是结束
And he is the end
他是开始
He is the beginning
他是末了
And he is the last
他是原因
He is the reason
他是结局
He is the result
弟兄姊妹们太完整了
Brothers and sisters this is too perfect
他所摆出来的
What he placed forth for us
没有一点到一个时刻就停止
There is nothing here that would end at any moment
没有
No
完全是继续的往前去的
It is something that is perpetual
一直去到神永远的旨意成就
It continues forward until the will of God is complete
然后 所成就的事情就永远存留在荣耀里。
And then the completed matter would always remain in glory.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那所以当场很特别用这样的表达来说明他自己的时候。
And so when our Lord expresses himself in this special way,
他就再重复说了那句话。
He repeats again those words.
我是今在是在以后永在的。
Who is and who was and who is to come?
这个我们交通过了。
We shared about that.
我们就不重复它。
We won't repeat it.
但是我们不能不留意。
But we must pay attention.
你是在今在以后你是他是今在是在以后永在的。永在的什么？
If he is the one who is and who was and who is to come, what does that all mean?
哦，这个又很重要了。
That is also very important.
全能者。
That he is the Almighty.
而他不是。现在是在以后永在的人子。
He is not the one who is, the one who was, and the one who is to come, the Son of Man.
当然，我们的主是人子。
Yes, indeed, he is the Son of Man.
但是他从前不是人子。
But before he was not the Son of Man.
他道成肉身以后才成为人子。
Only when he was the Word becoming flesh, he was the Son of Man.
他一直成为人子，就永远带着人子的那个形象。
And because he once became man, that he would forever bear that image.
但是他从前不是。
But before he was not.
所以如果他说我是今在是在以后永在的人子的时候，那这个话就有缺陷了。
And so if he was to say that he is and he was and he is to come as the Son of Man, then there is something wrong with that.
如果他换另外一个说法，
or if he expresses himself in another way,
我是今在是在以后永在的复活的主，
that I am and was and is to come the risen Lord,
还是不太完整。
That is also not complete.
因为我们是从前，他没有从死里复活以前，他并没有复活的这个经历。
Because previously, before he was risen from the dead, he did not have that experience of being risen.
所以这个实在对他来说又不准确了。
And so the fact of who was, that is also not accurate in that saying.
但是这里他说出的不是人子，不是复活的主，虽然这些都是。但是在这里所表达的远超过这一个。
And so here when it manifests himself not in the way of that I am the Son of Man, I am the risen Lord and all the other things which are true, but here it surpasses all those.
因为这里所表达的乃是全能者。
Because here what is manifest is he is the Almighty.
哦，弟兄姊妹一提到全能者的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when it mentions about the Almighty.
这又给我们看到这一位主他是怎样的一位。
Then it also shows us who is this Lord.
在中文圣经里面翻成这一个字的，
In the Chinese translation when it's translated,
在旧约里面也有好几处。
There are also many incidences in the Old Testament.
在旧约里头的希伯来文里头的全能者和希腊文的全能者是不是绝对的完全的没有一点的差别呢？
And so with the translation from Hebrew to Greek of this meaning Almighty, is there any difference in that?
虽然我们不敢说是绝对，
We don't know if it is absolute the same meaning, that there's no difference at all.
但是在大体上来说，
But in general,
基本上来说，
Basically,
没有差别，
There's no difference.
虽然希伯来文的全能者和希腊文的全能者是不同的字了。
And so even though the word in Hebrew and Greek are different when it is in terms of Almighty,
但是却是相同的意义。
But it is the same meaning.
从字面上来看，
So from the word,
他就是全能。
That he is Almighty.
没有一样在他手里头不能做成功。
That there is nothing that he cannot do.
在希伯来文说到全能者的时候，
And so in Hebrew when it talks about being Almighty,
那更有一个完整的表达让我们去了解。
There is an even more complete meaning for us to understand.
这一个事实头一次出现就出现在神跟亚伯拉罕说的话。
This fact when it first occurred was whenGod was speaking to Abraham.
弟兄姊妹记得，
Brothers and sisters, remember.
当亚伯拉罕有了以实玛利以后， 他就觉得我有了儿子了。
That when Abraham had Ishmael, he thought, I had a son. I am satisfied.
我够了,
that's enough.
所以当神再向他显现说话的时候,
and so when God appeared to speak with him again,
神先告诉亚伯拉罕, 他是谁?
God first told Abraham who he is.
神对亚伯拉罕说,
God said to Abraham,
我是全能的神,
that I am the all-sufficient one.
就是说我是全能者,
that he is the Almighty.
你当在我眼前, 面前做完全人,
that you shall be complete, you shall be perfect before me.
因为神是一个全能者,
because God is the Almighty.
神现在要求你, 亚伯拉罕要做一个完全人,
and so now God requires for you, Abraham, to be perfect.
你亚伯拉罕凭着自己, 你是做不来的,
Abraham, you by yourself cannot do this.
但是现在是全能者, 叫你做完全人,
but now the Almighty has called you to be perfect.
不是因为你能做,
it is not because you can do it.
乃是因为这一位全能者,
because it is this Almighty One who wants you to do it.
他就负责来把你带到完全人的地步,
so he will be responsible to bring you into that perfect state.
那我们晓得在当神向亚伯拉罕说出这个话的时候,
and so we realize when God spoke these words to Abraham,
说到那个全能,
when he talks about he is the Almighty God, there are brothers who pointed this out for us. And there is a hymn that we have stating this. And this Almighty God also means, translated, I am the all-sufficient one. That there is nothing, there is no shortcoming, no lacking.
这一位神, 他是全有全足全丰的,
that this God is the all-sufficient one.
在能力那方面来说, 他是全有全足全丰的,
that in might, he is the almighty one, he is the all-sufficient one.
在荣耀这一方面来说, 他也是,
and in terms of glory, he is also the all-sufficient one.
在恩典这方面来说, 他也是,
in regards to grace, he is also the all-sufficient one.
在公义上面来说, 他更是,
in righteousness, even more so, he is the all-sufficient one.
无论你从哪一方面去接触到神的性情,
and so no matter what aspect you touch the nature of God,
他都是叫我们体会到他是全有全足,
he is always for us to experience as the all-sufficient one. And so when we're in the New Testament,
这个名称用在主的身上不多,
this name upon our Lord was not many. But here it uses that word.
我是阿拉法, 我是俄美亚, 是今在, 实在, 以后永在的,
I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, said the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the All Almighty.
好,
we thank our Lord.
当我们的主是这样的,
when our Lord says of himself in this way,
约翰固然受安慰,
of course, John was comforted.
接受约翰交通的弟兄姊妹们也同样的,
and brothers and sisters who receive this fellowship from John is also comforted.
因为现在向人说话, 应许人说, 他要完成的事, 那一位是怎样的一位神?
Because the one who is speaking, the one who is promising this, tells us what kind of God he is.
那我们简单的可以说, 第八节,
and so simply put, we can say verse 8,
乃是我们的主, 非常明确地在那里保证, 他启示里面所包括的一切, 必须能做成的, 必定能做成的, 那一个保证。
And so we can say verse 8 is our Lord speaking as a guarantee that what he has promised will, must be complete.
因为他是这样的一位神。
Because he is this kind of God.
在当时约翰的日子, 约翰能这样体会,
in those days, John can understand it in this way.
虽然从约翰的时候到现在, 一千多年过,
even though from John's time till now is over 1,000 years,
快接近2000年,
almost 2,000 years.
但在这一千多两千年所发生的事上面, 更印证我们的主确实是这样的一位主。
But in these almost 2,000 years, even more, it is confirmed for us that our Lord is indeed this kind of Lord.
因为他所说过的话，一的慢慢慢慢都成就在人的眼前。
Because his spoken words, one by one, have been fulfilled and accomplished before man.
叫人，你要看眼见，可以。
And so if man wants to live by sight, yes, that's possible.
那你就从主的话的成就的这一个范围里面去用人的眼见吧。
Then from the boundary of the word of God being fulfilled, then you can see by sight then all that has been accomplished.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
所以我们回过头来看第七节。
So when we return to look at verse 7,
看啊，他驾云降临。
Behold, he cometh with clouds.
你要看眼见。
If you want to live by sight.
现在给这个眼见的事物你看了。
Now there is something you can behold.
看啊。
Behold.
他驾云降临。
He cometh with clouds.
他驾云降临的事情还没发生呢。
And so this has yet to happen.
你怎么知道它一定能发生呢？
So how do you know this will happen?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
第八节就是就在那里很确实地说了。
Verse 8 tells us with assurance.
我是阿拉法。
I'm Alpha.
我是 Omega.
And Omega.
我是全能者。
I am the Almighty.
我是现在的神。
I am God of the present.
感谢赞美主。
Praise and thank the Lord.
当圣灵用着约翰记录下这些话的时候，
when the Holy Spirit uses John to record these words,
从第九节开始，
from verse 9,
我们就看到约翰写这一封信的真实的内容。
Then we're able to see the situation John was in when he wrote this letter.
如果从犹太人他们写信的那种格式来看，
if from the format how the Jewish people wrote letters,
第九节开始才是这一封书信的起头。
Starting from verse 9 is the actual beginning of this letter.
因为犹太人的书信啊，他们总是把写信的人放在最前面。
Because in the Jewish custom of writing letters, they alwaysput the writer of the letter in the beginning.
那现在我们看看约翰怎么开始来写这一封信。
And so here, when we see how John writes this letter,
那约翰他就介绍他自己。
And so here John introduces himself.
其实约翰不介绍他自己。
And even if he did not,
七个教会的弟兄姊妹们都知道他是谁。
That the seven churches know who he is.
或者说在当时全地的教会也都知道他是谁。
Or in other words, the churches at that time would know who he is.
他不介绍他自己也无所谓。
Even if he did not introduce himself, that is no big deal.
如果要介绍，
if he wanted to,
就说他是使徒。
All he has to do is say, I am the apostle.
使徒身上最不了的一个我约翰。
I am the only apostle left of 12, I John.
这也是很干脆。
And so that's very clear cut.
因为一般人都知道他是谁了。
Because in general, everybody knew who he was.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
看到约翰在这里来介绍他自己的时候。
When we see John here, how he introduces himself.
他完全把人以为很重要的那些东西全都隐藏掉，拿掉。
To the things which man would see as very important, he hides all of them, he takes them all away.
他没有说他是使徒。
He did not say himself as an apostle.
他也没有说他是最后的一个。
He did not refer to himself as the last apostle.
他也没有说他是长老。
He did not say he was an elder.
他一什么他都没有说。
He did not say any of those.
他就是说我约翰。
But he says, I, John,
就是你们的弟兄。
Who also am your brother.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
非常宝贝的一件事。
It is something very precious.
我约翰。
I, John.
就是你们的弟兄。
Who also am your brother.
虽然我跟随主的年日是比任何一个人都长久。
And even
因为他是最初主所选召的四个人当中的一个。
Because he is indeed the one who has been following the Lord the longest, because he is one of the first four the Lord called.
那他也可以说当时主拣选的现在只剩下我一个了。
He can also say whom the Lord originally chose, I'm
the
last one left.
我是硕果仅存的一个。
I am the only last one remaining.
这些都是很宝贝的。
And those are all very precious.
把 约翰都不提。
But he did not mention any of that.
很简单的就说我约翰。
Very simply, he says, I, John, who also am your brother.
我跟你同，跟你们是一样的。
I am same with you.
啊，都是因着神儿子的血，与神恢复和好。
It is also all by the blood of the Son of God to be reconciled to Him.
也因着神儿子的生命，一同在神的家里头成为家里的人。
And I am also with you by the life of the Son of God, become a member of the household of God.
约翰就是说出他就是那么简单的一个人。
And so John just plainly states he is this common person.
在人中间他没有什么可夸的。
Amongst men, he has nothing to boast of.
也没有什么可以特别要叫人去注意的。
And nothing especially for others to pay attention to.
他要叫人去注意的。
What he wants men to notice.
只是他跟所有信主的人在神的家中那一个关系。
Is that along with those who are in the family of God and their relationships to each other.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄。
I, John, am also your brother.
虽然年纪我比你们都大，
even though by age I'm older than you，
虽然经历我比你们都多，
even though by experience I have much more than you，
虽然在启示上面我比你们都丰富，
and even though by revelation I have much more than you，
虽然在主的托付上面我比你们都大，
and even though I have much greater entrustment from the Lord than you，
但是我是你们的弟兄，
but I am also your brother，
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters，
太宝贝，
it is too precious。
但是宝贝的不单是在这里。
But that is not the only thing that is precious. It's continue.
底下怎么说呢？
What does it say?
他是和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份。
And a companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters, this is also very precious.
他跟神的儿女们是一同做弟兄。
That he is with the children of God, brethren.
所以在属灵的经历上面，他并没有越过神所定规下来。
So in spiritual experience, he did not surpass what God has determined.
而神所定规下来的。
And what God has willed.
不是单单给约翰一个人。
It's not only for John.
而是给所有神的儿女。
But it is for all the children of God.
这所有神的儿女都一同在神这个安排里。
So that all the children of God can be in this similar arrangement of God.
那神的安排是怎样的？
And what is that preparation of God?
我们留意。
Now we pay attention.
他说我是你们的弟兄。
He said, I am your brother.
和你们一同在耶稣的患难。
And your companion in the tribulation of Jesus Christ.
又一同在耶稣的国度。
And in the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
也一同在忍耐等待这一些事情的显现。
And the patience of Jesus Christ were waiting for these to be manifested.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
约翰在这里。
Here, John.
把一件非常严肃的事情交通出来。
He shares a very serious matter.
这一件事情从一面来说。
This thing on the one hand.
我们常常说，我们跟随主、认识主，不是去接受一个宗教。
We often say that when we know the Lord and follow the Lord, it is not to receive a religion.
那具体怎么说呢？
And so practically, what does that mean?
约翰就给我们看到很具体的事情。
And so here, John shows us this practically.
就是你看任何一个宗教
Brothers and sisters, if you see all the religions,
只是程度上不一样
It is only different in degree.
但是脱不出那一个原则
But it is all in the same principle.
我只有一个宗教
If I receive a religion,
我又在这个宗教里头得一点好处
I have to gain some blessing from this religion.
当然那个好处不一定是物质的好处
And of course that blessing may not be material blessing.
我要平安了
Maybe I have peace.
我要富足了
Or maybe I have riches.
我要得着眷顾叫我能成功啊
Maybe I have care someone who would bless me
各种各样
And so all these things all these thinking
无论你跑到哪一个宗教里面你看到那些宗教在宗教里头热虔诚又热又那个热烈的人 没有办法脱得开这样的一种光景。
And so when you're in any religion, you can see those who are very zealous, very fervent, they are always in this condition.
如果你明明对他说，你接受这个宗教，你要受很多的苦。
If you just tell them clearly, if you receive this religion, you'll suffer much.
你要承担很多的损失。
And you'll bear much losses.
人的回答就是这样。
Man's response would be,
那我要这个宗教要干什么？
Then why would I want such a religion?
我花精神去寻求这个宗教有什么意思？
What is the meaning in my expending so much energy in this religion then?
但最终怎么样？
But brothers and
sisters, 当你回到你的话里头，
When you return to the word of God,
当你碰到神的灵借着他就汗下我们交通出来的那些话语的时候，
When you see the word shared by John through the Spirit of God,
你就看到很具体的为什么我们跟随主跟宗教是完全两回事。
Then you can practically see why is it that our following of the Lord is completely different from a religion.
因为在这里一开始就说，
Because here at the beginning it says,
我是你们的弟兄，
I am your brother.
是与你们一同在耶稣的患难里有份的，
And your companion in the tribulation of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你说我现在相信主，
You say now I believe in the Lord.
我以为只是接受他的不是灭亡反的永生
I thought I was only receiving his grace of not being perished but having eternal life
怎么我接受主我还真要接受他的患难
But why is it if I receive the Lord I have to receive his tribulation
听者们这个话不是单单约翰说的
Brothers and sisters, these words are not only spoken by John
我们晓得这是圣灵说的
We know it is spoken by the Holy Spirit
圣灵借着约翰说这样的话
And the Holy Spirit speaks these words through John
圣灵也借着彼得说同样的话
And the Holy Spirit also speaks the similar words through Peter
圣灵也借着保罗说一样的话
And through Paul, the Holy Spirit speaks the same words
如果我们不是善忘的
If we are not forgetful
我们记得我们前不久读彼得前书的时候
We remember when we read 1 Peter
我们不是读过有这么一句话吗
We have read such a verse
亲爱的弟兄
Dear brethren
有火炼的试炼临到你
That there is a fiery trial that would befall you
不要以为奇怪
Do not find it strange
非常的事
Do not find it strange that this would happen to you
如果我们还记得那
If we still remember that
你立刻就会想到
Then immediately you remember
我们接受主
Yes, when we receive the Lord
我们接受一个受患难的路
We are receiving this way to tribulation
约翰在这里这样说
Here John says
我与你们一同在耶稣的患难里有份
I am your companion in the tribulation of Jesus Christ
彼得是这样说
Peter says the same
保罗就说得更透彻
And Paul says it even more clearly
在帖撒罗尼迦前书里面
And in 1 Thessalonians
保罗明明说我们蒙恩乃是为着要与他同受患难
And Paul tells And it tells us that it was in his will for us to suffer.
弟兄姊妹你记得
Brothers and sisters, if you remember,
他头一次出去传福音回头的时候
that after his first going forth to preach the gospel when he returned,
劝勉弟兄姊妹们怎么说呢
what did he encourage brothers and sisters?
我们进入神的国要经过许许多多的艰难
He says, in order for us to enter the kingdom of God, we have to go through much trials.
然后在哥罗西书第一章的里头
And then in Colossians chapter 1,
就说得更明确
It is even more clear.
让弟兄姊妹们
He says, brothers and sisters,
我为你们受了许多的苦
that I have suffered much for you.
乃是要在我身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
It is so that my sufferings can be made perfect upon the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
约翰在这里指出一个事实。
Here John points out for us.
如果我们是真实的跟随主，
If indeed we follow the Lord,
我们必须把我们交通到主的患难的里边去。
We must be able to fellowship into the tribulation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
而交通到主所经历过的事上去。
We must be able to fellowship upon the experiences of our Lord.
那说到耶稣的患难，
and so when you talk about the tribulation of Jesus Christ,
我们就把这里所提到的三件事情串联起来来留意。
And so we would link up these three things here to pay attention.
为了耶稣的患难有忍受。
That for the tribulation of Jesus we have patience.
但是忍受患难的目的在哪里呢？
But where's the purpose of patience in tribulation?
乃是为着耶稣的国度。
It is for the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
当我们一提到国度的这一个事实，
When we mention this fact of the kingdom,
我们不能不留意一件事情。
We must pay attention to one thing.
那是主选召我们的时候。
That is when our Lord called us.
他把我们选召到一个什么的程度？
How did he choose us to what state?
也就是说，在神的那个计划的安排里，我们蒙拯救是要被主带到一个怎样的光景里？
That is also in the will of God, in the plan of God, when we are saved, what condition did he want to bring us to?
我们简单的说就好。
We just simply say,
主拯救我们的时候，在他的设计里面，他是要让我们与他一同在国度里做王的。
That in simply saying, in his plan, in his salvation for us, he wants us to reign with him in the kingdom.
那就按照这样的一个事实。
And it is according to that fact.
你来留意，在耶稣的国度里一同有份。
And then here it says, in the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
是什么意思？
What does that mean?
我们的主他在国度里面他是作王。
Our Lord reigns in the kingdom.
如果说我们在他的国度里面一同有份，
If we say we're his companion in his kingdom,
那也就是说出我们也是在国度里头与主一同作王的。
Then that also tells us we're to reign with him in his kingdom.
这是神的那个安排里面的那个设计。
That is in the plan that was arranged by God.
但是国度却不是坐在那里他就来的。
But this kingdom is not just if we sit there, it will come.
所以你就看到从患难到国度。
And so you see then it is from tribulation to the kingdom.
你要叫国度那一个实际显明在我们的身上，
If you want the practicality of that kingdom to be manifested upon you,
那接下去就是你必须也在我们的主的忍受的里面有份。
Then that means you would also practically have to be a companion in the patience of Jesus Christ.
哦，弟兄们，你留意到这一点。
Brothers and sisters, if you pay attention to this,
我们的主他忍受了多少的凌辱，
How much shame our Lord bore,
他忍受了多少的痛苦，
How much suffering our Lord bore,
并且他所受的痛苦不只是肉身里面，
And the suffering which he bore is not only physical.
弟兄们，如果我们还记得，
Brothers and sisters, if we still remember,
主在十字架上被钉的时候所说的那七句话，
that on the seven sentences our Lord said when he was crucified on the cross,
其中有几句话是说出了我们的主灵里头与魂里头都受着很深的痛苦。
There are some things our Lord said that would express to us the agony he was suffering in spirit and in soul.
肉身的受苦是人还容易忍受的。
His physical suffering is something that maybe man can bear.
但是灵与魂的受苦是人常常不容易忍受的。
But the agony which he suffered in spirit and in soul is something that is not easily endured by man.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, if you pay attention, there our Lord said,
我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
弟兄姊妹，你说这是我们的主灵里头的苦，还是魂里面的苦？
Brothers and sisters, do you say that is suffering of our Lord in spirit or in soul?
灵与魂的苦都在这句话里头 表达出来。
That is both the suffering of the spirit and the soul expressed in these words.
因为他跟神隔绝了。
In spirit, because he is separated from God.
魂里头的苦，他失去了神的同在。
In the soul, because he has lost the presence of God.
他没有安息了。
He does not have the peace.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们的主，他所走过的路程，每一点每一点都是一个忍受。
Our Lord's path which he trod on, each point and bit is something he suffered.
我们平常说我们的主是道成肉身。
Normally we say he is the word becoming flesh.
但是道成肉身这个经历是很轻松吗？
But is this experience of the word becoming flesh something very easy?
我们平常也不大会去想道成肉身这个经历。
Often we don't think about this experience, the word becoming flesh.
我们只是注意道成肉身的这一个事实。
We only see the fact that he is the word becoming flesh.
当然道成肉身是一个事实。
Yes, that is the fact.
但是道成肉身那个经历是怎么一回事？
But what is this whole matter of this experience of the word becoming flesh?
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
这是一个极度的降卑啊。
That is the utmost humbling, humility.
这是一个极度的隐藏啊。
That is the utmost being covered and hidden.
我们简单的提一下，用什么立刻你就能领会。
If we just slightly mention that, you'll immediately understand.
神成为人。
God becoming man.
是升高还是降低？
Is that exaltation or being humbled?
是生命的主去接受死。
And the Lord who gives life receiving death.
是荣耀还是羞辱？
Is that glory or humility?
圣洁没有瑕疵的主背上世人的罪。
But he is the Lord who is holy without blemish, yet he bore the iniquity of man.
是说出他的度量大，还是一件什么的事实？
Does that tell us he has a very great and broad capacity or something else, brothers and sisters?
这些都是灵里面的痛苦和魂里头的难受。
That is both the agony in the spirit and the suffering in the soul.
如果我们细细去留意我们的主的经历，
If we pay attention in detail of our experience of our Lord,
我们就知道我们的主从开始一直是在忍耐里面走过来的。
Then we would know, even from the beginning, it is through patience that he has walked this path.
一直走到他从死里复活。
It was until he was risen from the dead.
我们以为他就停止在那里了。
We think he might just end there.
他就可以不再忍耐了。
That he does not need to endure anymore.
哪里晓得？
No.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
直到今天
even today,
还是在那里经历忍耐。
Even today, our Lord is experiencing patience.
忍耐我们这些人不够体贴他的心。
He is patient with us, those who are not mindful of his heart.
忍耐我们这些人没有跟得上他所定规的。
He is patient with those of us who cannot follow according to the will of his heart.
以致神成就他永远旨意的那个时间，迟延没有来到。
To a point that we have delayed the time of our Lord that he tarries and cannot return.
弟兄姊妹，我们念到第六印的时候
Brothers and sisters, when we read about the sixth seal,
你就看这样在第六印揭开了，在就看到这个祭坛，祭坛底下有一些被杀的殉道者的灵的魂。
And there we can see when the sixth seal was opened that under there's an altar and under the altar there was the souls of those who were martyred.
他们在那里说：“公义圣洁的主啊，你不为我们给我们真流血的冤还要到几时呢
？”And there they're crying out, "O holy and righteous Lord, when will you take vengeance for us?"
你看主怎么说
？What did our Lord say?
他说你们安静片时再等待片时
He says be silent and wait a little while
一直等到被杀的弟兄的数字天嘛
Until the brethren who has been killed has, the number has been filled
就是有些时候我们就觉得哎呀你怎么不早一点安慰安慰那些在祭坛底下被斩者的灵魂呢
And sometimes you might think our Lord how come he does not sooner comfort those whose spirit has been martyred under the altar.
好像我们 感觉主在那里对他们说，你们再忍耐一下。
It seems like we only think our Lord is telling them to be a little bit more patient.
但是有谁想到，当主在那里要求人忍耐的时候，他自己也是在忍耐的当中。
But who would have thought that when he himself tells others to be patient, our Lord himself is also being patient?
他的忍耐比任何一个人的忍耐所付出的还要多。
His patience and the price he paid for the patience is much more than anyone can imagine.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
约翰在这里他看到一件事。
Here John sees something.
我们的主走过的路程。
The path which our Lord went on.
它是有方向。
He has a direction.
有目的。
There's a purpose.
它是为着国度而经历许多的艰难。
It is for the kingdom that he has suffered much.
在经历许多艰难的时候，我们的主是非常坚定的忍受过来。
And in suffering these hardships, our Lord endured.
现在我们也是这样，陪伴着我们的主来走一程。
And now we are also companions with our Lord to go a little while.
或者翻过来说，主也照样的陪伴着我们来。
Or we can also say it the other way our Lord, around. Our Lord is our companion as we go this little while. This is indeed too precious.
因为在这里不仅是给我们看见我们的跟随主的路程。
Because here it not only shows us the path which we follow our Lord.
我们也是在这里看到在走在主的路程上的时候主自己也成了我们的陪伴。
But here we can also see as we are on this way following the Lord, He Himself has become our companion.
所有历史历代的圣徒们都一同在那里彼此的陪伴。
And even the saints throughout the generations are there as companions.
我也是也是有一天我就是这样想。
And one day I thought of this.
我们现在走，跟随主来走。
Here when we follow the Lord.
我们从来没想到。
We've never thought.
约翰也陪着我们走。
That John also is walking with us.
我们的主固然是陪着我们。
Yes, our Lord is our companion.
约翰也陪着我们。
But John is also walking with us.
保罗也陪着我们。
Paul is also walking with us.
彼得也陪着我们走。
Peter is also walking with us.
虽然他们已经都不在地上了。
And even though they're no longer on earth.
但是从约翰在这里所说的。
But here, from what John is saying,
你能看见。
You can see.
他们肉身虽然不再在地上。
Yes, they are no longer here in flesh.
他们的灵仍然是和历世历代的跟随主的人一同来奔走。
But their spirit is also companions with the saints throughout the generations.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个是一个生命里面，你说是秘密也好，你说是一个奇妙的恩典也好。
You can say this is the amazing grace or the secret, the mystery in life.
是如果不是圣灵给我们看到约翰当时里面的所看见的。
So if the Holy Spirit does not show us what John saw at that time.
我们就看到耶稣的患难是苦事。
Then we would see the tribulation of Jesus Christ is something that is suffering.
国度的出现是艰难的事。
And the appearance of the kingdom is something that is hard.
忍耐确实是很苦恼的事。
And patience is something that is too much trouble.
都是苦恼。
It is all too much trouble.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主的灵把约翰当时那个感觉一向我们解开的时候。
But when the Holy Spirit reveals to us the feeling of John at that time.
我们在这里原来就看见我们所经历的一切有主自己。有过去的使徒们，有过去历史历代的圣徒们，他们在灵里面陪着我们一起走。
Then we're able to see that it is the apostles and the saints throughout the generations and our Lord Himself who walk with us in this way.
这叫做一同有份。
And this means that it is companion to be partakers.
不然的话就不叫做一同有份。
Otherwise, it would not be that we are also partakers.
那这是说到比约翰他自己。在身体里面的那个感觉。
So here it tells us the feeling of the body that John had.
然后他就说了。
And then he says,
他为神的道，并为耶稣的见证，在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。
That for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ, he was in the island that is called Patmos.
我们中文圣经加一个橙字，好像是把那个时间强调了一点。
And so in the Chinese translation, when it adds to the island that was called Patmos, it emphasized the time.
但在时间上面来说，没有表达错。
But in this time frame, it did not reveal anything wrong.
不过在人的领会上，有些时候会产生一个错觉。
But in man's understanding, maybe there might be this misconception.
因为当时约翰记录这一些，看见这一些，他仍然是在拔摩海岛上。
Because at the time when John saw all this and he recorded all this, he was still on the island of Patmos.
他不是过去曾经在这里，然后离开了拔摩海岛，就把这些事情记录下来，不是这样。
It was not the fact that he once was on this island of Patmos and he left there and then he recorded all these. No.
所以，我个人以为不把那个橙子留在那里会好一点。
So I personally feel that without the Chinese translation of was called Patmos, without that word, it would be better.
那么看到这一句话。
So when we see here,
我们又觉得很有宝贝的是。
We see something also very precious.
为神的道。
For the word of God. 因
为耶稣的见证。
And for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
在拔摩海岛上。
I was in this island of Patmos.
在拔摩海岛做什么呢？
Why was he there?
没有说。
It did not say.
上面就是说。
But there it says.
为神的道。
For the word of God.
为耶稣的见证。
For the testimony of Jesus Christ.
在拔摩海岛上。
That I was in this island of Patmos.
但是我们都知道。
But we all know.
他在拔摩海岛上是给流放到那边去的。
That there he was isolated there, cast off in the island of Patmos.
他好像一个很严重的罪犯给送到这个孤零零的海岛上去的。
And so as a very dangerous criminal, he was cast off into this isolated island of Patmos.
那他在那一个地方。
And so there in this island,
罗马王帝是准备他死在那里。
This Roman Emperor was thinking he would die there.
这个拔摩海岛。
Because on this island,
现在就很可爱的。
Now it's very lovely.
但是在当年是很可怕的。
But in that time it's very terrible.
没有多少人在那里。
There's not much people there.
严格说起来，在约翰的那个时候，恐怕除了三几个很少数的几个囚犯在那里以外就没有人的。
And so in the time of John, probably aside from John and a few other criminals, there's not much people there.
是一个那个地势非常险恶的一个荒岛。
And it was also a deserted island, which was very dangerous.
现在就成了旅游胜地了，那就不必讲。
And now it's become a vacation spot.
但我们要回到约翰当时的那一个情景去留意。
But if we pay attention to the condition when John was there,
他当年在拔摩海岛不是在那里去旅游。
He was not on vacation there on this island at that time.
他是在那里受很大很大的折磨了。
But there he was suffering much.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
他一点都没有提这个。
He did not mention any of that.
他只是说我在拔摩海岛。
He only mentioned I'm on this island.
到拔摩海岛干什么呢？
Why was he there?
没有为了别的，就是为了神的道。
No other reason but for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在约翰这里头，
In John,
他虽然外面是受了很多很多的折磨，
Even though he suffered so much externally,
一般人在说他这个时候已经是很大年纪了。
And some say he is already very old in this time.
八九十岁的老头。
He was in his 80s, 90s.
当年的八九十岁啊。
In those times when you're 80 or 90.
也许等于现在能活到一百零几了，差不多。
Maybe it's equal to over 100 today.
是这样的孤零零的在这个海岛上。
And so he was alone on this island.
我那年到拔摩去的时候，
And I once visited Patmos.
虽然说现在给发展成旅游胜地，
And even though today it has become a tourist place.
如果我的印象还没有记忆错误的话，
But if I still remember correctly,
都是石头，
It's all rocks there.
树也好像不太多，
There's not even many trees there.
反正并不是一个很叫人羡慕的地方。
It's just not a place that many people would admire.
约翰就在那里。
And John was there.
孤零零的度他的晚年。
Alone, he was there in his last years.
在人来看，他并不要死在那里。
And so, in man's view, maybe he would just die there.
我感谢主也没有让他的老仆人死在那里。
But we thank the Lord that he did not allow for his old servant to die there.
主要又把他带回到小亚细亚那一带。
Later, our Lord took him and returned him back to Asia Minor.
这是后话，我们不说。
And that's later, we won't talk about that.
现在我们就是看到一件事。
But here we see,
约翰在这里。
When John was here,
他明明是为着主的自己而在那里受折磨。
Very clearly, he was suffering there for the Lord himself.
但是他完全没有提到，我很苦啊。
But he completely did not mention it, that I'm suffering much.
我在这里很缺粮食啊。
And here I'm lacking food.
我在这里每天的生活很不容易啊。
And here it's not easy for me to spend my day.
水也很缺啊。
I don't have much water.
这个地方简直不是人住的。
And this place is not for man to live.
他没有提这些。
He did not mention any of that.
他只是说,
He only said,
我就是为了神的道和耶稣的见证在这里活着。
I'm living here for the word of the of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
他看主把他放在哪里。
He saw that the Lord placed him there.
他就安然地从主手里头接过这个环境。
And peacefully he received this situation from the Lord.
那正因为这样,
And because of that,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
就开始给我们看到一个问题。
It allows for us to see this.
当时主把启示录托付给约翰。
At that time, when the Lord entrusted revelation to John,
是不是只是因为他是最末后的一个使徒呢?
Was it only because he was the last apostle?
当然我们不敢抹杀这一点。
Of course, we cannot take away that point.
但是如果约翰属灵的光景没有在神的面前给神觉得合宜。
But if the spiritual condition of John was not found appropriate before God,
就算他是最后的一个使徒,
even if he was the last apostle,
我们的主也不会向他说话,
our Lord would not speak to him.
我们很清楚地领会,
we can clearly know,
神要用着约翰来接受启示录这个信息,
that when God used John to receive this message of revelation,
是与他 在神面前那个生命的光景非常非常有关系。
Has a lot very much to do with the situation of John's life before God.
是这样的一位约翰,
It is this John in this situation.
神就能向他说一些一般人不能领会的话。
That God was able to speak to John some words that a common person cannot understand.
又用着他把这些人不容易领会的话,
And that God also would be able to use him to understand words that man cannot easily understand.
那好了,
Now,
日子,
in the days on Patmos,
有一个主日,
there is a Lord's Day.
约翰就给圣灵感动,
and so John was moved by the Spirit.
他就听见后边有大声音如吹号说,
and he heard behind him a great voice as of a trumpet.
他说你所看见的当写在书上达于以弗所士美拿别加摩推雅推拉撒地菲拉贴菲老底加那七个教会
saying what thou see write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia unto Ephesus and unto Smyrna and unto Pergamos and unto Thyatira and unto Sardis and unto Philadelphia and unto Laodicea
好了弟兄姊妹你注意了
now brothers and sisters pay attention
那这些都是约翰当时的经历。
This is the actual experience of John at the time.
这些经历里面都是有很丰富的内容在里头。
And in this experience is something very rich and abundant.
所以这几次我们读是读得那么细。
And so that's why in this few fellowships we have shared so detailedly.
那么在那个主日,
And so on that Lord's Day,
约翰就被圣灵感动了。
John was in the Spirit.
那这一个感动,
Now this moving,
就把整本启示录以后的那些事情 带出来。
Brings forth all the events, all the things in Revelation.
那如果我们掌握这个事实，
if we grasp that fact,
我们就看到这一次约翰所经历的那个圣灵的感动。
Then we can see this experience of John being in the Spirit.
乃是神要借着圣灵的工作，叫约翰更完整、更深入的交通进主耶稣的经历。
Is that God wants John in a deeper way, in a more complete way, to fellowship into the experience of the Lord Jesus Christ?
那因为这个感动一来，
because when this moving came,
他就听见有人跟他说话。
He heard someone speaking to him.
在他后面说话。
Speaking behind him.
他没有看见人。
He did not see a man.
他听到这个从后面来的声音。
He heard a voice behind him.
这一个声音很大的。
This was a great voice.
这个声音很像吹号一样。
As of a trumpet.
好了，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们在这里先停一下。
Now we'll pause here.
在我后面有大声音。
Now there's a great voice behind me.
那这个就是说，你不要听也得要听。
Now it's something if you don't want to listen to, you must listen to it because it's a great voice.
不是小声音。
It's not a tiny voice.
如果是微小的声音，像以利亚在加密山上，以利亚在那个何烈山上所听的呢，也许他会忽略过。
It's not as the voice when Elijah heard on the Mount of Horai.
但是这是大声音。
But it is a great voice.
大到一个地步。
It is so great.
你不可能不听见。
You will hear it.
因为的确，在拔摩那个环境，如果你不是大声的说话，地理环境上的确是有这个难处。
If you did not speak loudly in this island, maybe by the geographic situation you have difficulty.
海浪声很大。
Because there's a lot of the sound from the wave.
那个风声也很大。
It was very windy.
但是即使再大也不能比神的话语声音更大。
But even if those were a greater voice, it's not greater than God's voice.
所以当时在他背后，当然我们知道这是主向他发声。
And so we know it's behind him, but we know it's the Lord speaking to him.
主发出很大的声音。
And our Lord sent out a great voice.
好像吹号。
As of a trumpet.
那弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们要注意这里。
We have to pay attention to this.
为什么要说它是好像吹号？
Why does it mention as of a trumpet?
圣灵当时这样做不是没有意思。
There is meaning behind the Holy Spirit doing this.
圣灵说是像吹号一样。
When the Holy Spirit says as of a trumpet,
那是有意思。
There's this meaning.
这和旧约以色列人他们在旷野里面行走的时候，神给他们两支号，那个时候就告诉他们说，你们要听那个号声来决定你们该有什么的反应。
And so this has to do with when God gave the Israelites two trumpets when they were wandering in the wilderness, that when they heard the trumpet, what response they ought to have.
那在当时来说，
and so at that time,
那吹号，
when the trumpet is sound,
起行，
that they would get up ready to walk.
准备征战，
they'll be ready to fight.
那这两个是很重要的。
And so those are two important actions when hearing the trumpet sound.
当然还有一个作用。
Of course, there's another function.
召聚开大会，人全体大会。
That is the whole congregation has to gather.
那但是不管我们从哪一方面来看这个号声。
And so no matter which way we look at this trumpet sound,
我们都留意到当时主向约翰说话的时候，主要约翰留意。
We know that when the Lord spoke to John, he wanted him to pay attention.
如果说是召聚，
if you're saying it is to gather him,
召聚就是为了要听神说话。
It is to gather so you can listen to the word of God.
要听神借着摩西所传的话，在当时来说。
In Israelites' time, it is to gather together to listen to the word of God spoken through Moses.
所以不会随便吹号的。
And so they would not casually blow the trumpet.
一吹号就是等候要接受神的话。
But when they sound the trumpet, it is to wait to receive the word from God.
如果说，
if you say,
准备前行，
it is this trumpet sound to go forward.
那也 那个意思也一样那么明确。
It is also so clear here.
现在你听着神的话。
Now you hear the word of God.
那你听到以后，你就要跟着往前去。
And so after you hear the word of God, you have to follow on ahead.
如果说是准备征战。
If you say it is getting ready to fight,
那就更清楚。
That is also very clear.
因为跟神的话语一解开。
Because when the word of God is open,
跟神的计划一解开。
When the plan of God is open,
所谓的征战就马上就出现。
Then the spiritual warfare will immediately follow.
整本启示录我们看到。你可以说是一个属灵征战的记录。
And so when you see the whole book of Revelation, you can say it's a recording of warfare.
但是跟随主的人的经历上面来说。
But according to those experiences of those who follow the Lord.
确实是你看见启示录，领会了启示录的信息，我们就无可避免的要进入这个属灵的征战。
Indeed, when you read and understand Revelation, you cannot avoid entering into warfare.
仇敌要对付我们。
The enemy wants to deal with us.
我们也要对付仇敌。
And we also want to fight against the enemy.
不管是他对付我们，还是我们对付他。
So,
这个属灵的征战是很确定的在那。
And so, whether the enemy wants to deal with us or we want to fight against him, it is very, this battle is for sure.
那因此当主在那里说话的时候。
And so when our Lord was speaking.
是把约翰带到一个非常非常严肃的那一种光景。
He brought John to a very solemn situation.
一面是注意神怎么说。
On the one hand is to focus what God is to say.
一面是要准备要跟上神所要做的。
On the other hand is to get ready to follow on what God is to do.
那么神要做什么呢？
So what did God want to do?
那就说了。
It tells us then.
整本启示录都是神所要做的。
The entire book of Revelation is something God wants to do.
但在这里，主先告诉他。
But here, the Lord first tells them.
你要准备这样做。
You have to prepare to do this.
你所看见的十一节。
Verse 11.
当写在书上。
What thou seest write in a book.
那这里，我要特别请弟兄姊妹注意。
Here, I want brothers and sisters pay special attention.
中文圣经，如果弟兄姊妹们你愿意的话，你加两个字上去。
Brothers and sisters, if in Chinese translation you want to, please add two words. There's nothing wrong with the English translation.
中文圣经都漏掉了一点点。
But in the Chinese translation, they left out a little bit.
你所看见的，当写在一本书上。
It is what you shall see right in a book.
你说这个一本有那么严重吗？
And so you say in that one book, in a book, is it that important? 你当
写在书上跟写在一本书上有什么太大的区别？
And so in the Chinese translation, just write it, write on the book. Is it so different to write in the book?
很大的区别。
It is a great difference.
一点不容许有放松。
You cannot be loose, relaxed about this.
因为在这里。
Because here,
我们留意这一本书
because here when you pay attention to that in a book
要交给那七个教会
that this book is to be sent to the seven churches
以后我们看到第二章第三章有七封书信
later in chapter 2 and 3 we see there are seven letters
但那七封书信呢严格说起来不是我们的主要写给那七个教会的信
but those seven letters to be strict is not seven letters our Lord wants to write to those seven particular churches
因为这个写给七个教会的信是整本的启示录
because the whole book of Revelation is the letter the Lord wants to write to the church
那七封书信呢中文我都不晓得怎么说了就是等于这一本书就是那封书信但是这七封书信呢每一封就是那个 covenant letter 叫做什么中文叫做什么哈中文那个词我不知道反正就是送一些东西去那就附一个条子在那里
and so this whole book of Revelation is the letter that the Lord wants to send to the seven churches but the letter in Chapter 2 and 3 is just like the cover letter of this book.
那弟兄姊妹，当你注意到这个点的时候
And so brothers and sisters, if you pay attention to that point,
一本书
then you know the importance, the seriousness of in a book.
那为什么是一本书呢?
Why is it in a book?
弟兄姊妹，你记得
Brothers and sisters, if you remember,
神让约翰所看见的
Now what John
is
shown by God
is
that eternal plan, how is it complete? And how would it come about? And how God is sovereign over these things. And you have to write all this in one book. Aside from this book, there's no other book. Brothers and sisters, then you already see. This is the revelation of God. And this revelation, it comes from God. If you have something outside of this book, then it is not from God.
那这是最简单的，我们去领会这一点。
That is just something that's very basic that we know about this.
所以是你要写在一本书上。
So you must write it in one book.
只有这一本。
Only this book.
没有第二本。
There's no other book.
另外呢？
And this book is for the seven churches, but it's also to the church.
Then, brothers and sisters,
you see the problem then. The revelation from God, even though the recipient of this revelation is those seven churches, but it is also for the whole church to receive.
No. 那也就是说,
so that's also to say, for the whole church, it is that all the churches is also in the same message.
全地的教会都在这一个信息的里头,
that all the churches and the earth is also under this same message.
因为这一个信息,
because this message,
虽然当时,
even though it is sent to these seven churches in these seven places, but in fact it is for all the churches. Simply saying, this book is for that universal church. We thank the Lord. This is a very important thing. Because no matter how scattered the churches are on earth,
教会的那个属灵的光景是怎么样，如同那七封书信所表达出来。
No matter how the condition of the churches may be, even like if they're similar with these seven churches expressed here,
他们都必须接受相同的这一个信息。
They still must receive the same message here.
那我们了解到这一点的时候，
and so if we notice that point,
我们才明白，
then we know.
为什么到了22章的时候，
why is it then in chapter 22 at the end,
主那么严肃的说，
our Lord was so serious when he said,
谁如果要在这书上增加什么，
whosoever shall add anything unto this word,
他就要受咒诅，
he will be cursed.
如果谁要把这个书上的话减少什么，
if anyone was to take anything away from this book,
谁要把他的名字
that the Lord will wipe away his name from the book of life. Why is it so serious? The reason is because of that. It is the eternal plan of God. That is his unique, only one revelation. We praise and thank the Lord.
虽然这些都是好像是
it seems like we're going into much detail, but these details have substance.
有主的心意在,
the Lord's heart is there, and so we thank the Lord. The Lord wants John to write one book, and then to send it to the seven churches, and through these seven churches through all the churches. We thank the Lord. I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.
下一次我们就可以进到启示录的那个真实的内容里边去。
And then next time we'll go into the actual situation of Revelation.
还是会比较细的，但是从第二章开始我们就不会那么细了。
Next time we'll still go into much detail, but starting from chapter 2 we will not.
我巴不得弟兄姊妹们能对主自己的启示和主的心意的启示能先有一个非常非常明确的掌握。
In order for brothers and sisters to have a very firm grasp on the revelation and the heart of our Lord,
然后我们读进那个启示录的本文，那我们就能掌握得更明确。
And then as we go into the content of revelation, we can be having this firm grasp.
时间晚了一点，我想我们祷告一下就。
Because time is late, I'll just pray.
主啊，我们继续求你把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给我们。
Lord, we continue to ask that you grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们里面有光，能明白你向我们说话的心意和目的。
So that we'll have light from within to know the purpose and your heart when you speak to us.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你永远是现在的神。
Because you are forever God of the present.
我们感谢你。
We thank thee.
因为你手里所定规的一切，你必定要成全。
Because the work in your hand will be accomplished.
因为你是全能者。
Because you are the Almighty One.
你是始，你是终。
You are the beginning, you are the end.
你是开始，你是结束。
You are the first and you are the last.
你掌管一切。
And you have everything in your hand.
我要叫你的旨意完全的成就。
In order that your will be complete.
我们向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we bow and worship you.
但愿我们的主，你更多的给我们。里面的眼睛明亮。
Lord, will you even more enlighten our hearts from within?
来认识你的自己。
So that we would know more of thyself.
透过你的自己去认识你手中的工作。
And through thyself, we would know the work of thy hand.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为许多的时候，我们里面不够明亮。
Because so many times we do not have enough light within.
你要向我们说的话，我们很容易就把它忽略掉。
And the words you want to speak to us, we are very careless.
因此我们仰望主帮助我们，叫我们不忽略你所说的。
So Lord, we ask that you would help us not to neglect your spoken word.
巴不得我们每一个这样寻求等候你的人，里面常有光。
So those who seek and wait upon you would always have light from within.
明白你所要做成的一切。
To know all your work that you want to do.
因为你向教会说的话只有一样。
Because you only have one thing to say to the church.
就是你永远的旨意。
And that is your eternal will.
但愿主救我们脱离许许多多的干扰。
Lord, we ask that you would help us to depart away from all the interventions.
跟随你的心意一直到见你面的时候。